Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Martina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You've spotted your daughter, like, and so many students, heading to the States this summer. Fairly lively, fairly soon. What's happened?
Well, she's heading off to America in the end of May, beginning of June. And she has done all the groundwork and that for it, and she's gone through, I don't know whether to say the company that they've booked all this through,
yeah.
If they say it and use it. And I just feel these companies are ripping the young people off.
Okay.
Now,
don't use that phrase, Martini. Just give me the prices and let people make their own mind.
Well, the prices are, at the moment,
yeah.
she has paid €1,700.
Okay, now tell me why you think that's unfair.
Well, I just feel, I'll tell you the icing on the cake was that 2 weeks ago they went to book their flights. They have to book it through the company.
Ah, okay.
And
They have no choice. Okay, if no choice, what's the price difference?
Well, the price difference is €300.
Against use it, so to speak. You pay 300 more through USIT.
Yes.
And is that on top of the 1700 for the...
No, that the 1700 includes the flight. The flight is €805. And it's not a direct flight. They have to fly to Amsterdam, whereas they could get a direct flight from Dublin to the West Coast.
For how much?
For 500.
Oh, wow.
I just like to know where all this, you know, I can appreciate they're doing a lot of work for them. It's great that they that they have their visa and everything like that. But I just think, you know, these students have worked for the last 4 years, really slogged, getting their, you know, coming down the track, getting the degree. And this is kind of, you know, before they settle down into doing, real jobs, you know, that this is, you know, it's costing them so much before they even get there.
And your point is that the fee is 1,700, and when you strip back what you think is the actual cost of the flight, and you actually have another point, and that is the flight you've priced is actually direct from Dublin to San Fran or whatever, rather than through Amsterdam, which would obviously be cheaper, flight connections, all those routes. How much do you reckon they're charging for administration? You say that the flight is worth at most £500, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So,
as I say, to date, now that includes maybe, you know, organising their visa and putting them in tow with somebody for a job and the flight. And this is what they've had to pay.
€1,700
to date. That's what they've paid.
So you reckon €1,200 of that is administration?
Do they have to pay? I don't know how much to pay for a visa.
We'll try and find out more. But USIT have the franchise in Ireland for administering the J1 visas, don't they?
Yes.
They've had it since Gordon Cleary got it way back in the 1960s.
But when
Gordon was doing it, and Imelda and people in USIT then, I'm sure it is, and we'll hear from USIT, it was always fairly priced and there was never any complaints. But you've looked at it and you say, in the world now of cheaper flights, is there any way that for people who generally have very little money after, is there any way it could be cheaper? Okay, we'll put that to USIT.
They've queried it, and the query is now, is if they went to book the flights direct, their visa would be revoked and their job would be revoked. So they have no choice. They can't turn around and say, we'll book the flights ourselves. They can't do that.
Okay.
That's the problem.
And you have to book the flights with Say It, isn't that right?
S-A-Y-I-T. You have to book the flights through them, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was a penalty if you said, no, listen, I found my own flight. You lose everything.
No.
You lose everything, your job, your visa.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Martina. Okay, we look into it. When is she hoping to go?
The end of May.
What's the end of this month?
Yes, the end of this month. So, €300 in the difference would be, you know, that'd go a long way to pay something else.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but they're not being given that option. If they opted to do that, their visa would be revoked and their job would be gone as well.
Okay.
So they'd be out on a limb. They'd be going, and they wouldn't have the visa. They'd only be going. They'd be only going on a visitor, you know, a holiday visa rather than a working one.
Okay, I just have the information here from program pricing for 2019. This is from the American authorities as such. The US State Department charge a visa application fee of $160, which is what, about 130 euro, is it? About 130 euro or so.
Yeah.
I'm not up to date on the the fee. Say it will arrange a transfer. Okay, that's $130. Explain the rest of it to me. Here is coming in. And then these are, say, it charges. There's an insurance charge. There's a host company vetting fee. So that fee is one-time fee of $250. That's to make sure the companies are
legit.
The flight costs are included. Support funds. Legally, participants are required to be in possession of at least $800.
That's on top now.
I know that.
So at the moment now, we're well over $2,000. We're $2,500, and they haven't even got there yet. So it just, I would just like to hear what other, you know, as a parent, them going off, you know, this is a brilliant opportunity.
But they say
for them
here, your flight arrangements do not need to be booked through, say, it travel.
Well,
that's what they say
here. I beg to differ because we tried that. We tried that, and when we rang and said that, you know, we could get the flights, they were told, listen, you do that, it's you, there's no, your contract is broken, you've broken your contract, so there'll be no visa and no job.
Okay.
So I'd like them to answer that question where you know, if they could book the flights, do you not think they'd be booking them at 500 rather than 800 and going direct rather than having to go through Amsterdam?
Okay. And remember, wasn't a problem a few years? People were being caught that there was a delay in processing for the J1s, and people were due to go the following Tuesday, and they had flights booked, and their companies hadn't been vetted yet. But anyway, that was a different topic. Okay, Martina, thanks indeed. 51551 joe@rte.ie.